Foster now, forward to Fields. Fields lays it off, encouraging O'Gara forward over on that right-hand touchline. O'Gara now, cross comes in. O'Keefe patrols it on the edge of the box. O'Keefe still with possession. Through ball, finds Chambers. Chambers is onside! 23 minutes on the clock and the deadlock has finally been broken. FC United have been banging on the door for the last 20-odd minutes. And finally, O'Keefe finds Chambers, who's onside, slots it home, 1-0 Paul.
Clever pass from O'Keefe.
Well, FC United launch a bit of a counter-attack here. Foster with a ball down the line there. Look at the pace from Battle. Battle into the box. From defence to attack, Battle! Oh. 26 minutes and the score is now 2-0. Just as we thought Bridlington were going to create something there, Harding couldn't bring it under control. Foster, lovely ball down the line, but what pace from Battle ball.
Well, devastating pace. He just left the defender for dead.
Good strength there from Battle. Here's O'Keefe now. O'Keefe looking out towards the right hand side. Finds Mather into the box. Mather goes. Mather lines up a shot. 27 minutes gone. 3-0 the score. Mather from a ball from O'Keefe. And, well, FC United, it's a long road back now from Bridlington.
It is.
In more ways than one.
It just looks like an afternoon of torture coming ahead for the Rovers here. Corey
Mather. O'Gara to Foster. Foster with a nice ball there, and Battle's onside again. Battle for a fourth. 29 minutes on the clock and the score is now 4-0. Mather, midway into FC United's half on that touchline there, plays the ball forward to O'Keefe. O'Keefe turns, plays the ball down the line there for Battle. Battle's going to get to that ball. Stewart's out of 6-yard box. Battle round Stewart and slots the ball into the Bridlington goal. And the score on 43 minutes is FC United of Manchester 5, Bridlington Rovers 0. Greenall now with the ball out to Cara Fields. Cara Fields with a through ball there. Battle is onside. Battle now to the byline, crosses that ball into O'Keefe on the near post, and within 30 seconds of the second half kicking off, the goals continue to fly in, Paul.
Well,
Bridlington made three changes at half time and they've already been undone.
So chance for Foster here to score FC United's seventh. 52 minutes on the clock here, front of the SMRE. The crowd do the talking for me. 7-0.
Pretty routine penalty.
Foster infield with the ball. Give and go between her and Fields. Foster's dispossessed though there by Bridlington's Thompson. Thompson brings the ball out. Here's Groves. Groves out towards the right hand side for the overlap there from Mitchell. It was cut out well by McCarrick. Here's Chambers now with a ball into the box to Battle. Is he going to... Oh, O'Keefe gets it. O'Keefe scores.
And the goalkeeper's injured.
Well, she is the referee going to give that goal? She nipped it there off the... It's a goal. I was just checking because Battle got to the ball. Goalkeeper looked like she was favourite for it, but O'Keefe just got a stud on it, didn't she? And then blasted it into the open goal.
It's pretty ruthless stuff.
8-0. And McCarrick can retrieve possession. And here's Foster now. Foster plays the ball there to Fields. Fields lays it off there to Battle. Battle, I think she's going to be the goalkeeper this time. Rounds the keeper. And here comes number 4 for Jess Battle. And number 9 for FC United. Fields down the line there to find Mather. Mather towards the byline on the right-hand side of the penalty area. Battle with her fifth goal. And FC United make it 10.
Number 9, Jess Battle.
McCarrick's in loads of space on the left hand side. So much space. Driving forward, she's gone about 20 yards. Finds O'Keefe. O'Keefe's in space now. Finds a through ball to Jess Battle, who's onside. Battle surely. It's 11 for FC United and a double hat trick for FC United's goal machine, Jess Battle.
And it was never in doubt.
So Rebecca Foster now with this penalty. Same place as the last one, 12-0. Jean now plays the ball towards Fields, and look at the space O'Gara's in here if Fields can find her, and that's a lovely ball to find O'Gara, who's onside. O'Gara now, good first touch, into the penalty area. She's lining up across to Battle. Oh, Battle makes it 7 goals for the Lancastrian striker, and it's now 13-0 for FC United.